It's rare that I get a chance to talk to somebody who is going to fill us in about something I really have no experience in whatsoever. But I want to learn, and that's why I'm anxious to talk here to Sabrina Jaffer, who is currently an ISU student studying elementary education and English as a second language. And the reason she ended up on the WJBC radar is because she is about to go into the Peace Corps and completed a ISU program known as Peace Corps Prep. Sabrina, thank you so much for joining me today on the radio.
Thank you so much for having me. It's really exciting.
Now, as you heard, I know nothing, but I find it fascinating that there are still people in 2017 that are joining the Peace Corps. So how did this journey start out for you?
So I knew nothing when I first started researching it as well, so don't worry about it. But I began by, my family has done mission work in Haiti since I was 15, and so we've worked with a lot of orphanages, schools, things like that, and they really wanted to open my eyes and my sister's eyes just to what's going on in the world, and they really wanted us to have kind of a global exposure to see kind of how blessed we are in our lives and what we can do with our resources to kind of bless others and try to help in ways beyond ourselves. And then my sophomore year at ISU, I studied abroad in Cape Town, South Africa. So I was the first student ISU had sent to this program. And while I was there, I volunteered within the community in really low-income areas. And just, my mind was opened a lot. My eyes were opened to just kind of seeing what other people go through and what other people's lives were like. And so then I knew after that I wanted to teach or volunteer internationally after graduation. And so with that, I then looked into a bunch of different opportunities, and the Peace Corps just seemed like the most exciting one, the most put together one. It does, like you kind of mentioned, it has a huge history in the United States.
What does the Peace Corps include for 2017? What kind of obligation are you signing up for, and what kind of training do you need to even enter the Peace Corps?
So you can apply in multiple different sectors. So you could do health, agriculture, youth development, and then education was the one that I decided to do. And so with that, you basically apply for a specific position. And then once you are accepted, it's a very long application process. And then once you are invited to serve, there are still a lot more things I have to do. Right now, I'm in the middle of fulfilling all of the things in my medical portal. And then when you get on site, you have a little bit of training before you leave, a couple months before online. And then you have 3 months of training once you get to your host country. And I will be there for 27 months. So it's 3 months of training at their training center in country. And then you go to your specific place and you are there for 2 years.
Do you have any input as to where you would go?
So I specifically applied to teach secondary English in Malawi, which is a country in southern Africa. Mm-hmm. And so I will be there. I do not know where I'll be. They just said I will probably be in a rural village, and I will probably be the only American for a couple hours surrounding me.
Again, if you're just tuning in, we're talking with Sabrina Jaffer, who's the first person I have ever spoken with who has said they're going into the Peace Corps. Illinois State University also has a prep course, and you are their first graduate.
Yes. So the prep course was put in place just so that Peace Corps wanted students to have the opportunities to kind of take specific classes that maybe are culturally relevant or kind of highlighting different cultures and ways of life, and then also to kind of highlight student specific volunteer experiences. And then that kind of, once you click, yes, I've done the Peace Corps prep program in the application, it's just kind of one more gold star on that application because, again, it is pretty competitive.
How many people a year are applying and how many people are accepting? Do you have any numbers?
Yeah, during my interview, they said that there are about 22,000 applications and for 4,000 positions.
So this is a really big honor for you to get accepted into the Peace Corps. Let's talk about those 27 months. Now, when do you start those 27 months? After you've completed your studies at ISU, or are you going to take a little gap year?
Yeah, so I will be doing it right after I graduate.
Okay.
So again, with the application, you can apply for specific places and those specific places also have specific departure dates. Okay. It's sooner than I was expecting when I was applying, but my departure date will be around June 5th, and I graduate on May 12th. So it's a quicker turnaround than I thought, but I will start June 5th, and then again, it's those 3 months of training and then those 2 years in my specific place.
27 months straight through, will you come home and visit at all, or will your parents have an opportunity and family to come see you in Africa?
The Peace Corps is really good at giving us vacation days, so you actually get 2 days for every month you're there, so it comes around to right under around 50 days, and so we have a plan. I selfishly don't want them to come too soon because then I feel like it'll make the adjustment difficult. Peace Corps also doesn't want people coming the first 3 months and then the last few months you're there, so you can kind of phase in and phase out appropriately. My parents want to come within the first year. You are able to go home. I know a lot of previous Peace Corps volunteers have told me, you know, their best friends got married, and so they planned their time to go home around that. So I'm planning on coming home the second Christmas. So I'll probably save up a bunch of my vacation days to kind of take a longer trip home because my little brother's birthday is right around then, too.
Gotcha. Very nice big sister. But your little brother's going to miss you. Will you be able to communicate with your family in any way other than writing a letter that takes a really long time to get here?
Yeah, so they try to tell you in your interview and prepare you because the interview is not only to kind of test you on if you're ready, but they really do take care of the second half of the interview is basically asking, you know, will you be willing to live in these living conditions? And they describe the living conditions, or will you be able to, do you feel comfortable not talking to your family or things like that? So what they told me is, you can usually go into the city center and find Wi-Fi or something to be able to Skype probably once a month.
Okay.
Otherwise, a lot of previous Peace Corps volunteers have gotten local cell phones, and then their parents have bought a cell phone that would have a local number to them as well. We're going to try to get maybe a data plan where I'd be able to text them every couple of days and then do a Skype call probably once a month.
Again, this is Sabrina Jaffer. Sabrina is going into the Peace Corps in the spring, in June of 2018. I guess that'll be summertime. You've talked over and over again how they're trying to prepare you for the living conditions. Prepare us here at WJBC for your living conditions. What are you committing to live in for these years that you will be serving in Malawi?
So first, I'd say Peace Corps is really interesting because when you do pick where you live, they are pretty transparent as to what your living conditions would be. Obviously, they don't know exactly because they wait to kind of place us until we actually get through training. So there are, you know, there are Peace Corps volunteers that are in cities in Europe. There are Peace Corps volunteers that are in rural regions of different countries. So there is a big range for people who would want to apply to the Peace Corps. So specifically for me, my living arrangements, they said, would probably be in a rural town in Malawi, and I would have It'll probably be a house on my own. Some people do end up, though, living with host families, so that's an option for me. And I will live with a host family for training. And then when I moved by myself, they are basically preparing me to live by myself in a house, and I will have no electricity, no running water, and an outdoor bathroom.
Okay. Now, you said you've gone on mission trips to Haiti before. Are you experienced in this type of living, even in a short term? Have you practiced, you know, being one with the forest?
Yeah, I haven't really. When we go to Haiti, we do live on a compound where it is a children's home, and then there's also a home for, or a big compound for missionaries to come in and kind of take breaks if they are living in more rural areas. So we're right in the city, and we do have a pretty nice, I mean, it's still Haiti and it's still, you know, very low income, but we do have really nice facilities when we are there. So running water, toilets, and
Haiti's going to look really nice in comparison to where you're going.
Definitely. Yeah, it'll be a whole different world.
And this still excites you. You're going all by yourself. Are you not a little bit nervous?
I'm nervous. I think a lot of people thought because I applied and I chose to do this, everyone's like, I can't believe you're saying you're nervous. And I'm like, well, it's surreal to think, you know, in 6 months I'll be living full-time in Africa. It's crazy to think that. And when I did for study abroad, it was only for 5 months. But for this, I mean, I'm going to come back and it's going to be, you know, 2020. So it's crazy to think about that. But I am. I'm nervous, but I'm really excited, and I would not be able to do it without the support of my family, friends, ISU. Everybody's been so awesome about it.
And then for those who don't understand how the Peace Corps works, are you compensated in any way? Is it just for the heart of volunteering, or do you come home with a check?
So you get, during your time, you get paid monthly by, it's just pretty much enough of like what your business class, what the business class of your home country would be paid. So I would be paid similar to teachers in Malawi, business people in Malawi, things like that, to kind of, again, increase that immersion. But then with everything else, it is volunteer. So that kind of covers your food if you want to save up for some vacations. But then at the end, you do get a stipend if you finish your time. It's not a lot of money, but it's definitely enough to kind of restart your life, because they really want to walk alongside you even after you finish your service. And then there are a ton of benefits. There is a Peace Corps Fellows Program is what it's called, and it is a ton of graduate schools in the United States that take a lot of money off of if you want to go to grad school and you're a returned Peace Corps volunteer. A ton of benefits like that. There's some places that if you are a student with student loans and they know you're a returned Peace Corps volunteer, they will decrease those student loans, or in some cases, depending on who you do your loans with, they will completely erase those.
Wow.
So kind of the United States as a whole kind of works really well for returned Peace Corps volunteers. There are a ton of benefits for after you are a returned volunteer.
And is that the life plan, Sabrina, return from Africa and then get your master's?
I would like to. I think I would like to teach for a couple of years in an elementary school. I would really love to teach urban. That's been something also on my bucket list. I would love to, yeah, maybe be a professor someday or do something. I just always want to be giving back. I've been really, really blessed with opportunities in my life, so I always really want to give back to people and help other people.
For anybody else, I think I would be scared to hear of these plans, that you're going to be a young single woman living all by herself in a foreign country and trying with your best of intentions to help those. But I can hear it in your voice, Sabrina. You're going to be great at this. And
thank
I'm very
you.
Impressed. And it has been a privilege to talk to you. I could talk to you all day. But instead,
thank you.
Instead, I will say I reserve first place in line when you come home for that first vacation to tell us how things are going. Okay?
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a pleasure for sure.
And I wish you the very, very best. Safe travels.
Thank you. Thank you so much.